check roof vents. Close all windows. Check that all doors, cabinets, including the bathroom door and refrigerator, are latched. Turn off all inside lights, electrical appliances. Check your water level. I don't know how to do that. Turn off water pump, furnace, gas stove, water heater.
Maybe I should have listened to my friends at the coffee shop. They said, "Pearson, don't do that. That's not you. It's totally against your lifestyle." But what should I be doing?
え、38年間 一生懸命働きました。 定年退職した日のことは今でもよく覚えています。 あの日
職場のみんなが花束とドンペリをくれましてね、帰りはかなり遅くなりました。I had no idea what was going on around me at all. I worked about 18 hours a day, was drinking, smoking, grossly overweight. I was completely lost.
People my age are falling over dead all the time. Heart attacks, cancer, whatever. I'm becoming aware of, if I want to do something, I should do it now.
には濡れ落ち葉という言い方があるんです。サラリーマンが定年になって暇でしょうがなくて奥さんにくっついて回るんですよ。それが濡れ落ち葉みたいだというわけです。
It's not the magical Blackpool it used to be. It was a brand new venue. Nobody had done anything like it. It was packed every night. It was really busy. It was just wonderful. It's a very sad place now. It's very depressing walking the streets. There's a lot of unemployment there. I would have never have thought that I would leave the UK. Ever.
My ex-girlfriend said to me one day she wanted to live full-time in an RV. I had no interest in RVs. Zero. It was the last thing I wanted to do. RV people are overweight, undereducated, and have no teeth, so I thought. But one day she said, "You can continue to go to the coffee klutz, or you can take off and have another adventure." So we started looking. After a few months, we got it down to two used RVs, a 24-foot and a 27-foot. And then we broke up, and I went and bought the RV anyway. Here I am sitting in a Walmart parking lot when I could be sitting at home, warm, comfortable, and safe. First thing I think about is, should I lock the door? From what I read, people don't break into occupied RVs very often. And RVs burn up a lot. So maybe it's better I leave the door unlocked in case there's a problem. I can get out really fast. Or, if someone needs to rescue me, they can get in really fast. So I think I'll leave it unlocked. And I'll just think I'm probably pretty safe.
サラリーマンというのはグループ活動を中心に動いています。それがある日突然一人になるわけです。開放感もありましたけど寂しかったですね。急に一人になってしまったんですから。趣味がなかったら途方に暮れてしまいますね。最低12個ぐらい趣味が欲しいですね。家内には、あなた今までの人生は自分のことばっかり考えて生きてきただよ、なんて言われます。会社と結婚したようなもんですね。今考えてみると自分でよくやったなと誇らしく思えるようなことが特にないんです。
I'm actually a scaredy cat. I worry about lots of things, more than most people. But you have to ignore that sometimes, or you just stay at home on your couch and watch TV. And then you die.
Aging means making adjustments and accepting your limits. It sounds so unidealistic. We don't get any wiser, only tired.
I never even drove an RV until I wrote the check. I got in and left town right away because I knew if I didn't, I would just park it somewhere and leave the damn thing.
I'm an urban guy. I love the cities. But it's not like the Seattle life was that rewarding either. Just less scary. It was easier, certainly warmer, but not great. Wasn't happy. But then, when am I? If I vanished, would someone search for me?
本当だったら38年働いたら、その後残りの人生で何をやりたいのか、目標がなくてはダメですね。でも私には特にそういう目的がなかったですね。
Don't know how I made it to Spain, in all honesty.
My grandmother, as true as I'm standing here, 97 years old, is in the front room, curtains wide open, kneeling on the hearth rug, sucking my granddad's cock.
Shut up.
I said, Granny, that's fucking disgusting, that. She said, why? I said, well, it should have been cremated with him a fortnight ago. You nearly forgot to swallow then, didn't you, love?
I follow Stella wherever she gets a job. Without her, I wouldn't have what I have. I would be nothing. I'd lived abroad before, but I'd always had somewhere to go back to. There is nothing for me to go back to. This is now my home.
Yeah, hey, it's me, and I made it to Turtle Creek last night. Pulled in, camped here. It was cold. It was freezing, maybe a couple degrees below freezing. But it was worth it, because you wake up, the sunrise on the desert. I can see, I don't know, 50, 60 miles maybe. It's hard to tell. And the mountains still have a little bit of snow, but it's melting, so the creek is running. You can hear the creek noise even inside the rig. And it's desert, you know, but there's lots of beauty. There's the rocks and the different kinds of trees, no cactus, but bushes and trees of different colors. And I see a lizard or two. No snakes. That's good. No snakes. So I will call you later, give you an update. Hope you get the message. And thank you.
I've always been a software guy. I don't know much about mechanical things. I don't know how things work. I've always classified mechanical things as two classes. The things that work easily every time, and the things you throw away. Every time I hear a noise, I go, "What's that?" But if you're alone, there's nobody to tell you what's that. It'd be nice to have someone not only to help out, but just to talk to. Someone to handle the crisis with you. I guess I have a relationship with the RV.
Most of us will only see another 20 or 30 more summers. It's not much. And life hasn't kept the promises that most people thought it made them. It's just not fair.
ある時同窓会で高齢者のグループが学校で子供たちに読み聞かせをやってるっていう話を聞いたんですよ。その学友が一緒にやってみないかって誘ってくれたんですね。
ささぎに巣をかけさしすせそ。
ささぎに巣をかけさしすせそ。
まいまいねじまきまみむめも。
まいまいねじまきまみむめも。
私たちは人生において何度も新しい出発点を作らなければなりません。幸せの出発点を。
お化け屋敷の面々が今年も海にやってきました。ここはお化け岳の浜辺です。もし人間が迷い込んだら恐ろしい目に遭うのです。
ごめん、ちょっと止めます、
はい、
そっちはちょっと見えない、肩で。
ああ、なるほど ね。
だから、この位置だと斜めにこれが正面でしょ、うん、それに合わせて自分がこうなって、うん、こっち側の肩をちょっと引くと、うん、
ああそうですね、うん、
今ちょっと肩がかぶって
たと思うんですね。僕はね真ん中そういう決定感じゃ、ねね、
だから、
ね、
ほらほらこれだけ、ねね、これだけ帰りきてるでしょ、うん、で一辺ね真ん中あたりで、うん、
先生がお上手ですねって褒めてくれたんですよ。その後もう少しこうしたらとかアドバイスがあったんです。
褒め言葉はやっぱり大事だと思います。誰にも一言も褒め言葉をもらえなかったらちょっとっていうのもだいぶ寂しいですね。
I once heard someone say that my mom was a saint for raising me. I was moody, seldom a happy child. Born, we lived on a ranch in San Juan Bautista, California. When I was about 7, we left the ranch, but the memories I have of the ranch are good. When my dad or uncle or aunt went bird hunting, I often got to go along. I picked up the birds. In school, I was never one of the popular kids. I was there, but didn't really belong. I can think of no exceptionally happy or exceptionally sad experiences. Things were not all that well, though. My mom and dad fought, and they divorced when I was 16. But mostly we got along. No major problems that I recall. When my father died, I visited him in the hospital. He said, "Who are you?" "We have the same name, and we look the same." And I said, "I'm you 20 years ago." But what I didn't say, of course, is he's me 20 years from now.
これは小学校1年生の6歳の子が書いた本なんです。私が6歳だったのは72年前です。戦中ですね。この本を読んでいると当時のことが思い出されます。弟は早くいなくなったんです。病気でね。亡くなる前の晩にシロップが飲みたいって言ってね、今でもはっきり覚えてるんですけど、緑色のシロップ。でも病気だから飲んじゃいけないってことになってた。次の日に亡くなりました。
あの時シロップを飲ませてあげたかった。
Hey, well, it's Bob again with a status report. I just drove across Hoover Dam. Was kind of nervous about that because it's kind of narrow. It was built in the 30s for 30s cars, not for big cars. But it turned out to be okay driving the RV across. I pulled the mirror in, but I didn't have to. So now I'm here overlooking the dam. The water's low, but it certainly is an impressive structure. Anyway, hope you get the message and I'll keep you updated. Bye-bye.
I hate my life. I never thought I'd live to be this old, to be honest with you. I didn't. I think I've got Alzheimer's as well. You know, and I didn't want Alzheimer's disease. I wanted Parkinson's disease. I did. I'd rather spill a drink than fucking forget where I put it. Did you see them the other week outside the Houses of Parliament, the Alzheimer's Society? Some demonstration. They're all there with the banners and the placards. What do we want? More money. When do we want it? What? Have you done that when you go upstairs and you get on the landing and you go, what the fuck have I come up here for now? I went upstairs the other day. I got on the landing. I thought, what the fuck am I doing up here now? Then you have the bright idea of retracing your steps, don't you? So, back down the stairs I went, got in the hall, shit myself.
It's much easier to entertain people here in Benidorm because a lot of them are drunk. They arrive drunk, they leave drunk, and probably don't remember it. And a lot of people are just old. It's the same being loved by an audience as being loved by one person. Except the love doesn't stay with you, it goes out of the door at the end of the night, and there you are on your own again. We learn to live with that. It would be nice to come home and have somebody to talk to. It would be nice sometimes to sit and watch a film and discuss it with somebody. But I don't think I could still fall in love because I wouldn't want to lose somebody I loved. I wouldn't want to put myself through that. Again. I'm happy in my own company.
More of the things that I regret are things that I didn't do.
than things that I did do. There was a woman who was trying to seduce me, but she was married and I didn't do anything about it. I was dancing with her. And later on, I thought I should have.
All the things we put up with because we hoped it would all get better sometime and that we'd find out some great secret. And then we do find out, and it's just this small, ridiculous line. We don't want to die.
Sometimes in my life I felt depressed to the point where I thought I'm going to jump off a bridge or shoot myself or whatever. But I'm curious just to see what happens next. So there's no point in rushing that.
って何かな。僕は考えたよ。お友達と仲良し、家族が元気、笑顔で遊ぶ。猫が笑う。お腹がいっぱい。
自分の子供たちには読み聞かせなんかしたことないんですよ。自分の子供たちに一体何をしてあげただろうと思うと、何もしてないんじゃないかと思うんですね。
動物園にいるのは動物園にいるのは誰？怖い象だけど気は優しいゴリラさん。とっても眠そう。おかしなラクダさん。長いお鼻でご挨拶。人気者のゾウさん。
When I was younger, I found that being funny was a great advantage. And I used it to my advantage a lot. Because, obviously, I was called all sorts of names at school. So I actually used it so that I didn't get bullied.Then I suddenly was okay to be with. I found it a great protector. My dad was one of the boys. He was a fisherman and worked in a factory. He was very much a man's man. I was 19 when I got married because where I come from is quite a small place. That's what was expected. It was the thing to do. I have three children, two boys and a girl.It's quite an amazing thing to see that tiny little thing take its first breath. It was almost like living a lie.I chose to walk away from their lives. I made the decision that I wasn't going to go back. It was better to walk away and just keep walking. My life doesn't make me sad. because I won't allow it to. If you start feeling sorry for yourself, you've lost the battle.
I don't know if I like this life at this point. I guess I'm kind of a romantic. I think about that. I think about things, adventures and whatever, in romantic terms.
Yeah, it's a nice dog. I used to carry doggy treats, but not necessarily.
So, are you new out here?
Huh? Yeah, I just showed up.
You can never be sure that this life, the one you somehow slipped into, is the right one. What if you'd been happier in a different world? It can paralyze you, make you stare at the sky and hope for some humor so you can laugh.
See you later, love. Take care. See you later, love. Bless him. Do you want to sing happy birthday so you can hear it one last time? I bet he did silver service at the fucking Last Supper. I bet his national insurance number's 3.
The nice thing about Benidorm is, of course, you get a lot of old people.
They come here, and because the sun shines and you feel good about yourself, you can be young again.
Getting old is a good subject for making jokes. And together, we can laugh about it.
How can you be conscious of the transience of life and still actually live it? It only works if you suppress it, otherwise you'd never get out of bed.
Wa e i u e o wa o warai gao wa ha uhu ehe oho wa ha ha
wa e i u e o wa o warai gao wa ha uhu ehe oho.
ああ、僕は平和な時に生まれてよかったよ。この平和がずっと続いてほしい。みんなの笑顔がずっと続いてほしい。
初めての時は幼稚園児を相手に読み聞かせをしました。もちろん緊張していました。でも子供たちの反応が本当に感動的でしたね。終わった途端ですね、パーッ拍手をいただいたんですよ。
ある時、ちっちゃい男の子が私のところへ来たんです。私がにっくりして話しかけたら、その子も自然に笑い返してくれたんです。お母さんが、この子は男の人に笑顔なんか見せたことないんですよってびっくりしてました。この年になって子供の扱い方がようやく分かったっていう感じですね。 家内に口がへの字になってるわよって言われるんですよ。でも読み聞かせをしているうちにまた笑顔が戻りました。
I've done 60 years now. So, what is there in front of me? I've got a new life now. And I love it. You wake up and the sun is shining and that makes you feel good.
Aging doesn't mean anything. Why does everyone go on about it? Aging happens the second you come into the world.
Thank you.
What is life about? I don't really know. But I think it's about conquering your fears. So it's better just to say, I'm afraid of this, and I'm gonna wish I hadn't done it, but you still need to do it. Because when it's over, you'll be glad you did it. Maybe.
Just remember, boys and girls, as you go through life, take care of one another, take care of your friends, and wherever you end up in life, well, there you are. Till the next time, good night and God bless, and thank you for listening. Look after yourselves.